It has been a dozen years since Julianne Banks' last album, Magazine and Race, was released. At the end of 2015, she recorded her new project, All These Things, in Austin, and earlier this week, she talked a little bit about that album and some of the directions her career has taken in recent years.
I needed to get the album out just for me. It had been 12 years, you know, it needed to get said and get moved past, and which is what I've done. A lot of people don't get it, and that's okay. You know, they want me to rock or whatever, that's fine. There's probably only been 15 people who have heard it. Even the pre-order people prefer not to download it. They just want to listen to it when the album comes out. So of those 15, there's probably about three who are like, oh my gosh, this is phenomenal. This is your finest moment. This is amazing. The ones that want me to rock or don't understand that kind of music are just kind of like, oh, that's real good. Where's the drums? You know, and that's fine. I played cover music for a living. You know, you always have to be smiley and happy, and you're trying to have people have a good time. So consequently, a lot of my fans, when I play my music, don't really get it. I mean, it's really two different audiences. So I am pleasing myself on this album, and if people relate to it, if they like it, that's great. If it does something for my career, that's great. If not, I'm going to love it anyway. I'm real happy with the way it turned out.
More from Julianne coming up. Right now, from All These Things, a tune called The Big Easy.
Sometimes I call your name, it conjures an old flame in the Big Easy. And I don't know where you are, city lights and stars bring it all right back to me. The touch of your hand, gentle whispers, hey. As warm as the breeze off the sea, I always think of you when I'm driving through the Big plans together, talked about forever in the Big Easy. Somehow we grew apart, but I always knew my heart was in the Big Easy. One day I'm gonna stop, and I just might look you up and see how you're getting along. And I don't have to hurt, free of all my worries. Sit and watch Big Muddy just rolling on. I always think of you when I'm driving.
Do-do-do.
The Big Easy from Julianne Banks' upcoming album, All These Things. Julianne's songwriting is sometimes at odds with her image as an upbeat performer of cover songs. Fans who know only the cover artist aspect of her career might be surprised by an upcoming event she is participating in.
It's called Folk Alliance. It is going to be in Kansas City this year. And then every part of the United States has its own chapter.
What is it?
What is Folk Alliance? It's a group and support for folk musicians, which is the genre that I'm in now with this kind of recording. Stripped down, it's kind of folky.
Is that how you've seen yourself in the past?
I listen to and play a lot of different things. I don't really classify myself as anything. A lot of the artists that I admire could put out a rock album. They could put out a folk album. They could put out a kind of rootsy, you know, somewhere between the two. They could do a jazz album. That's kind of how I am. I mean, I'd like to do a kind of an electronic dance album sometime. I'm just one of those people that enjoys listening to and performing a lot of different genres. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's how I am.
So, a dance album might be in Julianne Banks' future. The format of Rhythm Gumbo is eclectic enough to accommodate that in the playlist. Julianne commented on recording All These Things.
It's not necessarily about the sound. It's how it makes me feel. It's connecting that and being able to talk with an audio engineer. It's the trick. I'm not a knob turner, so sometimes if you tell a guy, it's making me feel like this and I want it to make me feel like that, they look at you like you're crazy, you know?
From what we've talked about before, it sounds like the actual recording experience was pretty good for you.
Yeah, it was really amazing. Went by really fast.
You actually only spent 4 or 5 days in the studio?
2 evenings and an afternoon and evening, the whole thing. The lead vocals are all one take in the room with the guys. There's no overdubs at all on my vocals. And all the core instruments are one take. That took 2 evenings, all of that. And then really there was one day of a few vocal and keyboard overdubs, accordion and piano, and we didn't even use most of those.
And that's not really typical of today's recording process, is
it? No. And nobody sits in one room and does all the instruments and vocals either, but that was really what I wanted.
Julianne Banks on Rhythm Gumbo, talking about recording her upcoming album, All These Things. Of course, when talking to a songwriter, one topic that can't be overlooked is songwriting.
They have different ways of starting, songs do. And then there's some that are just about really painful experience that I know, well, other people are going through. One of the songs was written for some friends of mine that were going through something that I had already experienced myself, and that's The Victim of a Minute, and so I wrote that one for them and for me also, and they wound up getting tattoos of that, Victim of a Minute. So that's their song, really.
Everything you say or think begins if only a circle starts. You hate that part. Nothing you can take will stop the flow. You're a sideshow, everybody knows. You watch the gray and cloudy day suspended from the ceiling. Wires move your feet. Your heart still beats, but it goes no deeper than a dream in slow-mo. Everybody knows the victim of a minute in time. The difference of that second when your life you say or think begins if only a circle starts. You hate that part, but it goes no deeper than a dream you dream. If only you had a bolt of blue you dream. If only you had a hat, a faster car you dream. If only you had a longer reach you dream. You dream, but here you are, the victim of a minute in time. The difference all that second when your life changes its direction.
You're listening to Rhythm Gumbo, featuring Conversation with Julianne Banks and tracks from her first new album in 12 years, soon to be released.
The Shreveport release, the big official release, is going to be at Noble Savage on April 29th. That's a Friday night. Austin is going to be at the Continental Club and the Saxon Pub, and that'll be in June.
Julianne's Austin connection goes back quite a few years and is sometimes a source of humor to her friends.
I was there all during the 90s, and then I came back here in 2000, stayed till 2006. Then I went back to Austin, and then I came back here about 3 years ago. They were picking on me last night at Noble Savage, saying, "You always write songs about someplace where you aren't." I said, "That's right, I even got a song about that."
If I had been thinking, I would have asked Julianne what that song was. I did ask her more about where her songs come from.
How much of these songs is personal experience, or is there even a way to answer that?
I think they all are. You know, the only one that probably isn't, in a way, is the one that came out of the accordion that I bought, which is All These Things. I just went to Tyler one day and bought this accordion like it was Christmas time a year ago. Somehow I found myself on Craigslist, and then I found myself driving to Tyler to pick up an accordion. There's a lady there that ran the thrift store, and she was like, "My husband gave this to me for our first anniversary, and he's passed away, and the kids just say, let it go, you know, start letting some things go." And she was really tearing up, and I had to tell her, you know, "Oh, no, this is for me, you know, I'm not buying it to resell." And it was a really good, nice-sounding accordion. Brought it home and got it out the next morning just to tinker around on it, and the song All These Things came out of it. Just like it was her and her husband's song, there it was.
Marry me beneath this willow. Tonight I swear I love so true. Like the morning, your heart will follow. And all these things I promise you. Stay with me beside this river, where troubles dare not cross her shore. We will see what she will bring us and hear her laughter daily at our door. And we'll be singing in the morning, you and me, babe, will be something to see. So marry me beneath this willow, and all these things I promise you. Churchyard painted by sun, softened through the leaves, and like our years, some may fall in shadow, but such is beauty in a story worth the read. They'll be singing in the morning. You and me, babe, we were something to see. You married me beneath the willow, and all these things I promised to you.
Just heard the title track of Julianne Banks' soon-to-be-released album, All These Things. You have been listening to Conversation with Julianne and songs from the album. Find out more at her website, juliannebanks.com. That's JulianneBanks.com. You can also locate her on social media. She has a page on Facebook, well, everyone does these days, including Red River Radio and Blues Plus Productions. This is Rhythm Gumbo, the program that showcases jazz, blues, rock, and roots music on 21st Century Radio. A station break is coming up, then more gumbo.